Hello, friends. Welcome to Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Today, we will continue in our study of the New Testament book of 1 John, and I'll read 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 27. Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might become plain that they all are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. I write to you not because you did not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made to us, eternal life. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you. But the anointing that you received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie. Just as it is taught you, abide in him. Well, this is the long section, being 10 verses. And in verse 26, the Apostle John summarizes his purpose. He writes this, I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you. John has already given two tests for how we can distinguish between true and false teachers and true and false believers in general. In chapter 2, verses 3 through 6, John taught that the first test is obedience to the commands of God. True teachers will demonstrate their love for God in a very practical way, obedience to the teachings of the Bible. True teachers love the Word of God, and they're not looking for a way to skirt around its teachings. They love the commands of God, and they seek to live them out in their own life. In chapter 2, verses 7 through 11, John taught that the second test of a true teacher is agape love for the brethren, agape love for the brothers and sisters in Christ. True teachers will not cause the brethren to stumble. Verse 10. They will not lead the followers of Jesus into false doctrine. True teachers love the brethren by leading others into the light. They don't minimize biblical doctrine, and they don't encourage others to pursue darkness. In chapter 2, verses 18 through 27, John teaches that the third test of a true teacher is right teaching concerning the nature of Jesus Christ. In verses 22 and 23, John says this, Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. And, of course, this third test is enormously helpful for us today. Things haven't changed much over the course of 2,000 years. In the first century, there were teachers circulating that denied the full deity of Jesus Christ, or they denied the full humanity of Jesus Christ. And the same is true today. Actually, correct doctrine on the nature of Christ is that Jesus is both fully human and fully divine. And John is writing to combat false teachers who were denying this truth. If we are to be discerning about true and false teachers, then we will need to be discerning about their character and their doctrine. John begins this section with the word children. We've seen John use this word before, and he'll use it again. It's a term of affection, and it signals that he's writing to believers, the true spiritual children of God. In verse 18, John says that it is the last hour. He writes, quote, Children, it is the last hour. Friend, if someone were to ask you what time it is, what would you say? In the biblical worldview, it's the last hour. That phrase carries with it two important aspects. On the one hand, it refers to the time, the actual chronological time, since the arrival of Jesus. The last hour, according to God's timetable, is that time period which follows the arrival of Jesus into this world. It's the actual chronological time that lies between the first coming of Jesus and the second coming of Jesus. On the other hand, the phrase refers more to the character of the times we're in. The character of the times since the arrival of Jesus Christ. The last days refers to that time, the times we're currently in, where there will be an ever-increasing resistance to the person of Jesus Christ and an ever-increasing resistance to the truth claims of Christ. The last hour refers to that time in which many antichrists will surface and seek to gain a following after themselves. It'll be a time when there will be an increasing resistance to right doctrine concerning Jesus Christ. The Old Testament scriptures served as a great big sign that pointed towards Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The day finally came when Christ arrived into the world. Salvation arrived in the person of Jesus Christ. So now, there's nothing more for God to do concerning the salvation of sinners. Salvation has arrived. The Messiah has come. The only thing left is for the Messiah to return at his second coming, the time when he sets up his millennial kingdom in perfect righteousness. We are part of the in-between times. This is the last hour. The arrival of Jesus Christ intensified the opposition from Satan, which resulted in the arrival of many antichrists, those who would be used by Satan in his attempt to confuse people about the true nature of Christ. In verse 18, John twice uses the word antichrist. Antichrist is a compound word, and it's a transliteration of the Greek word antichristos. Christos means anointed, and anti means against. So antichrist means against Christ, or more specifically, against anointed, or against God's anointed. The term antichrist in the Apostle John's usage refers to anyone who opposes the true nature of Christ. Antichrists are simply pawns of Satan to fulfill his work of diminishing the value, worth, and importance of Jesus Christ. Antichrists deny the true doctrine of Christ. They deny the deity and humanity of Christ. One day, the Antichrist will appear on the scene. The Antichrist will be the most powerful, most persuasive, most attractive, most appealing, and most wicked of all the prior Antichrists. But in the meantime, prior to the arrival of the Antichrist, there will be many little Antichrists. Antichrists and the Antichrist spirit always present distorted views of the true nature and character of Jesus Christ. One of the false teachings that was circulating in the days of the Apostle John was that Jesus Christ did not possess a real human body. This false teaching was called Docetism. Docetism taught that Jesus only appeared to have a human body. It only seemed to onlookers that Jesus had a real physical body. Docetism taught that Jesus was not really God in human flesh. Docetism believed in the deity of Jesus Christ, but it overemphasized that point to the extreme, to the point that they denied the humanity of Jesus. This false teaching rose out of a philosophy that said that matter was evil and that God, being perfect, could not be associated with matter. Therefore, God could not have become flesh as is stated in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 and 14. Along with this denial of the incarnation came the denial of the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. If we skip ahead in our study of 1 John, we find the Apostle of John making the definitive statement against Docetism. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, we read this: "By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and is now in the world already." The false teaching of Docetism had to be rejected because it was not a biblical view of the true nature of Jesus. Jesus did not simply appear to be human. the eternal God in Christ, came from heaven and took on flesh and bone, and he lived a real physical life as a man. A perfectly sinless man, but all the same, a perfectly human man. This man lived a perfectly sinless life, was crucified on a real cross, and died a real, bloody death. This perfectly sinless, crucified man was buried and physically, bodily, rose from the grave and ascended into heaven. Without the full humanity and full deity of Jesus Christ, we humans have no gospel. And without the gospel, we have no hope. Docetism had to be defeated. After the Apostle John, the early church fathers Ignatius of Antioch and Irenaeus vigorously argued against Docetism, and it was officially condemned by the early church. Next time, we'll consider some of the characteristics of Antichrist. Thank you for joining us in Think Jesus Cafe. This has been your Daily 10. Join us again next time as we think about Jesus, a biblical worldview, and real life.